Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Basie and his orchestra start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before in a recording from 1937. Featured all the wonderful band around at the time. There was a legend among bands that went on for decades. We heard the band along with Count Basie himself on piano, musicians like Buck Clayton on trumpet and Lester Young on tenor sax. They brought us a song written by Arthur Johnston and Johnny Burke, and it's called Pennies from Heaven. And as I said, they start off this morning's show, and we are going to be listening to big bands from the swing era and beyond. Lots of fabulous musicians and some lovely singers too. And we're going to go now to 1939 and to an orchestra led by pianist Teddy Wilson. Well, he spent most of his career playing with smaller groups, but in the 1930s he also played with the band of Benny Goodman. And he had his own orchestra for a year or two at the end of the 30s. And it was a very good orchestra with some pretty mighty talent, including Teddy himself, of course. And this morning we'll hear that orchestra. Shorty Baker on trumpet, we'll have Ben Webster on tenor sax, Al Casey on guitar, J.C. Hurd on drums, amongst others. They're going to bring us a song that was written by Teddy himself, along with Edgar Sampson. And it's called Jumping for Joy. Our next recording after that will be from 1934, and it's from the band of Jimmy Lunsford. He led a wonderful band in the 30s and the 40s. He was an alto sax player himself, very accomplished musician, and it was a very well-respected band. We'll hear them with the song By the River Sainte Marie, and that was written by Harry Warren and Edgar Leslie. And we'll round out the set with a recording from 1937, from the band led by Chick Webb. Actually, this is a small cutout group from that band. It's called Ella Fitzgerald and Her Savoy Eight. Ella, of course, sang with the Chick Webb band in the 1930s and ultimately took over the band for several years. This group, the Savoy Eight, consisted of Taft Jordan on trumpet, Sandy Williams on trombone, Louis Jordan on clarinet, Teddy McRae on tenor sax, Tommy Fulford on piano, Bobby Johnson on guitar, and Chick Webb on drums. And it also had the young Ella Fitzgerald bringing us the lyrics to the lovely jazz standard, By Mir, Bist du Schön. By Mir, Bist du Schön. Written by Sammy Kahn, Saul Chaplin, Jacob Jacobs, and Shalom Seconda. And we will hear now from Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, Jumping for Joy, from 1939. Thank you.
left her by the river Saint Marie. We pledged our love until eternity. Along the pebbled pathway from her door, we kissed and then we kissed again and parted on the shore. The Angelus rang out upon the sea. I saw her kneel and say a prayer for me. When winter's gone and spring comes on, I'll meet her by the river Saint Marie.
I've known and I've known some. Until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came in sight, dear, my heart grew light and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you. Deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere fist of shame, please let me explain. By mere Mr. Shane means that you're grand. By mere Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere fist of shame. So kiss me and say you understand. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me me tell you how grand you are. Now you're done nothing to the day. Kiss me and say you understand. My Mim, this to Shane, please let me explain. My Mim, this to Shane means that you're grand. My Mim, this to Shane, it means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, even say Bonaparte. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. But I don't try to explain my mere bis to shame. So kiss me and say you understand by mere bis to shame.
You've just been listening to the band led by Chick Webb, along with Ella Fitzgerald, bringing us By Mir Bist Du Schön from 1937. Before Chick, we heard from Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra from 1934 by the River St. Marie. And we started out with the Teddy Wilson Orchestra, 1939, Jumping for Joy. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to some big bands from the swing era and beyond, 1930s and 1940s. Some great musicians, and we've got some nice singers too. We're going to go now to 1939 to the band led by Erskine Hawkins, another fabulous band. Erskine was also a songwriter of note, and he wrote the song that we're going to hear today, and his band will be bringing it to us, and that is Tuxedo Junction. I like the Erskine's own version of it very much indeed. Then we'll go back a year to 1938 to the band led by Andy Kirk, called his 12 Clouds of Joy, which was a lovely name for a band. And one of his members in his band was Mary Lou Williams, a pianist, a songwriter, and an arranger. And she wrote the song that the band will bring us today, and that is called Dunkin' a Donut. And then to 1942, to the band led by Lucky Millinder, another band that flourished in the 30s and 40s, well-respected and noted for its jazz and also attention to the rhythm and blues sound. They will join us with a song called Little John Special. And I'm afraid I don't have songwriters for that song. Lucky and the boys will bring it to us. And we'll start with Erskine Hawkins, Tuxedo Junction. Thank you. that was the band of Lucky Millinder from 1942, Little John Special. Before them, we heard from Andy Kirk, along with Mary Lou Williams and her composition, Dunking a Donut, from 1938. And from 1939, we heard the orchestra of Erskine Hawkins, Tuxedo Junction. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to recordings from the 1930s and 40s of some big bands around at the time. We've had a nice selection so far, and we've got some more wonderful musicians to come. And we're going to go to 1940 for our next one, and over to the UK for actually our next two numbers. And the first one is brought to us by a group called Ken Johnson and his West Indian Dance Band. Ken came over from British Guyana via the US, where he tried out a career in dancing. Then he moved on to the UK and ended up conducting an orchestra called Ken Johnson and his West Indian Dance Band, full of musicians from the Caribbean who had made their career home in Britain around that time, the 1930s and the 1940s. We'll hear them with a song written by Sammy Kahn and Saul Chaplin called Please Be Kind. And another musician who made his home in the UK was Leslie Jiver Hutchinson. He was born in Jamaica, came to the UK in the 1930s, and he played with Ken Johnson and his band for a while, then with the band led by Geraldo, and then he had his own group from 1944 to 1950. And we'll hear him with his own group and with the traditional song Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And that will be Leslie Jiver Hutchinson. And then back to the US. We're going to go right back to 1931 to a band led by Fletcher Henderson. He's known more for his work with arrangements of jazz numbers, but he did have a wonderful band which he started in the 1920s. And I think it went on well through the 30s. He also worked with Benny Goodman a lot in the 1930s. But here he is with his own orchestra in 1931. And he's going to join us, along with his colleagues in the band, for their rendition of the jazz classic Sugarfoot Stomp, otherwise known as Dippermouth Blues. And that was written by King Oliver and Louis Armstrong. So three more bands. And we will hear first from Ken Snakehips Johnson and his West Indian Dance Band with Please Be Kind.
Heart will lose a smile if you love me.
You just heard from Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from 1931 with Dippermouth Blues or Sugarfoot Stomp, one of the great jazz classics. Before Fletcher and the boys, we heard from Leslie Chiver Hutchinson and his musicians from 1944, Swing Low Sweet Chariot. And we started out with Ken Snakehips Johnson, his West Indian dance band, with the song Please Be Kind, which they recorded in 1940.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to recordings from the 1930s and the 1940s, made by the big bands around at the time, the swing era this is, and a little later on as well. Our next band is in a recording from 1936, led by Benny Carter. Well, he was a wonderful player of the alto sax, very noted musician, also a bit of songwriting and arranging, I believe, along the way too. He worked for a while in the 1930s in Britain, and I'm not sure whether this was recorded over there, but it's Benny Carter and his orchestra from 1936, with a song written by Harry Link, Jack Strachey, and Holt Marvel called These Foolish Things. And our next band, and we're clearly back in the US with this one, this is from 1938 by the wonderful Don Redman and his orchestra. Well, Don was noted very much for his arrangements, songwriting, and he led a fabulous big band in the 20s and 30s. We'll hear him with a song, Deed I Do, as written by Walter Hirsch and Fred Rose. And we'll round out the set with the one and only Duke Ellington from 1947. This is a classic, one of his many hits, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, which he wrote himself along with Bob Russell. And we'll hear the singer Al Hibbler on this one, and also spot in there Ray Nance on trumpet and Johnny Hodges on alto sax. And we will hear now from Benny Carter and his orchestra, These Foolish Things from 1936.
Thank you. want you, oh my, do we, honey? Our answer is always yes, 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 yes. Do we need you, oh my, do we, honey? Our answer is always yes, 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 yes. We're so glad we found you, you're a sender, won't you stick around? We intend to hound you until you pick us, sweetie, from the band. Cause we all want you, oh my, do we, honey? Our answer is always yes, 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 yes.
The one I love is a secret, that's all that I can say. So I'll just sing about him while you continue to play. Do I want you? Oh my, do I, honey? Indeed I do. Do I need you? Oh my, do I, honey? Indeed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging all around you. Now do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey? Indeed I do.
Saturday dance, and they crowded the floor. It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore.
The wonderful Duke Ellington and his orchestra with Al Hibbler. Don't get around much anymore, recorded in 1947. Before them, we heard from Don Redman and his orchestra, Indeed I Do, with from 1938, that was. And we started out with the wonderful Benny Carter, 1936, These Foolish Things. We're going to go next to 1945, to an orchestra led by Cootie Williams, a trumpeter who was one of the members of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. He's now off in his own band, and he is going to bring us another song written by Duke Ellington, this time with Don George and Harry James, 1945, Everything But You, Cootie Williams and his orchestra. Coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our big bands from many years ago. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be with you in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for us this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we've got one more for you today. We're going to hear again from the legendary Count Basie Orchestra, 1938. This is a composition by Count Basie himself, Jumping at the Woodside. Here's Count Basie. Thank you.
Thank you.